Now, have you ever wondered how soldiers out in places like Afghanistan deal with the stresses of the job? Well, the troops of the Royal Irish Regiment can turn to Company Sergeant Major Stuart Potter for help. When he took up the role, he says he was used to shouting at soldiers, but now he's out in Afghanistan, he spends more time listening. And he says that one of the hardest things for soldiers to come to terms with is death or serious injury.
Different soldiers find different things harder to deal with. The obvious one being the most difficult one soldiers find to deal with is any casualties, particularly any casualties of their children. For a soldier to see his friend that he's known for years and deployed to Afghanistan with being injured can be very traumatic.
So how does Stuart deal with the really difficult issues like this?
There's no one cap fits all, that's for sure. It's just encouraging soldiers who sometimes find it difficult to speak and to express their feelings, to chat amongst themselves, chat with the chain of command, you know, and chat with me and talk things through and make them realise that, you know, Afghanistan's not a normal place. It's certainly not normal as we know it. The soldiers are all normal. It's just been put into an abnormal circumstance.
From the outside, the army might seem to have a very macho image, but Stuart says that thankfully soldiers are a lot more comfortable with their feelings these days.
Years ago there would have been a bit of stigma. The operations we were involved in years ago certainly weren't as intense as they are now. So years ago, you know, people feeling stressed or reporting stress would have been, you know, classed as a sign of weakness. You know, they would have got a bit of stick from their friends. We've certainly moved on a lot since then. That's gone back maybe 15, 18 years when I first joined the army. Now there's no stigma at all. You know, people realise that we do a very difficult job, and some people sometimes find it more difficult to deal with than others.
So what's the reason for the change in attitudes? Why is there no longer a stigma surrounding stress in the armed forces?
I think it's just a lot more growing up, and there's a realisation that, you know, soldiers aren't machines. They've got feelings, they've got emotions. And, you know, obviously there's been a build-up in years gone by of soldiers returning from operations and having long-term issues. And the chain of command has recognised that and put trim in to try and alleviate that. And certainly, from my point of view, soldiers that express their emotions, who speak freely about what they've been involved in, certainly cuts out any long-term issues.
Company Sergeant Major Potter is due to return to Shropshire in April to be reunited with his own family. And if you want to find out more about his work in Afghanistan, you can take a look at the BBC Shropshire website. That's bbc.co.uk/Shropshire.
It's where Shropshire comes to talk.